Everyone has something unique to bring to the table on their own. A person that shops at Bath & Body Works does not only shop at Bath & Body Works. They may be looking for something a little different. They may want to shop local. They may want to, you know, just give someone else a chance. So that's why I look at it as, okay, I have something unique to bring to this table.
Welcome to Inspiration Rising. My name is David Trotter, and I'm a business growth consultant. I'm passionate about helping business owners just like you rise above your biggest barriers to reach your greatest goals, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling all alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. I'm a former pastor and a serial entrepreneur who's passionate about personal growth because that's what's helped me cultivate peace in my life and empowered me to love my amazing wife, Laura, of 26 years, and our two almost grown kids. So if you're all about business, personal growth, and peace in your life, you're in the right place. I'm super glad that you're here. Hello, friends, and welcome back to Inspiration Rising. It is so wonderful to have you here with me today. Well, so often we feature 6- and 7-figure business owners on the podcast, and we do that because I want you to see a vision, catch the potential for what you can do in your life and your business. And a lot of you get excited. It's like, oh, I want to build a business like that. But I realize it can also feel overwhelming. It's like, well, that's nice for her, but I don't even know where to start. What about the beginning of the business journey? And that's why I'm excited to introduce you to my friend, Shantae James. She's the owner of Sarah Lane Candle Company based in Slidell, Louisiana. She has a passion to help you create a luxurious home environment with all natural, chemical-free products that enhance the essence of every room. Now, as a newly divorced mother of 4 kids, she hit rock bottom by losing her job, her home, and her vehicle within a span of 2 years. And yet, refusing to allow this to be her forever story, she began working temp jobs during the week and then at a flea market on the weekend, all the while cultivating a vision of starting her own business. So founded in 2020, Sarah Lane Candle Co. offers exquisite, I mean exquisite, decorative candles that are scrumptious. They are a scrumptious work of art. They look like you could eat them. And she also offers clean-burning traditional candles, all-natural linen sprays, wax melts, soaps, etc. Now, Shantae and I have known each other for over a year, and she's a member of the Rise Up Business Academy. That's a 12-month business consulting program where I help business owners, even if you're just starting out like Shantae, with a step-by-step process of how to grow your business, all without the paralyzing overwhelm, feeling alone, or wondering what the heck to do next. So here's what I want you to know. Shantae is a great example of someone who has a vision and is willing to make the investment to develop and live out her dream. All right, let's jump into my conversation with Shantae James. Well, Shantae, thanks so much for taking some time to join me today. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, so good to have you on. All right, I want to talk to you all about this new business that you've just gotten off the ground. And so many times we feature women on Inspiration Rising that are running, you know, 6-7-figure businesses. And I like to also feature people that are just getting started so that women who are listening to our podcast can go, okay, I can do that too. You know what I mean? It doesn't feel that overwhelming when you're just hearing somebody who's running a $1 million business. It's like, well, that's not me,
right?
You know?
Right.
So you are going to be running a $1 million business one day. So I wanted to make sure I interviewed you early.
Okay.
So tell me about, why did you choose to start Sarah Lane Candle Company?
Okay. Well, when I started Sarah Lane, it started out as more of an interior design type business. I was newly divorced, the mother of 4. I was working, and then I ended up losing my job. So in the process of losing my job, I ended up losing my home, my vehicle, everything like within a 2-year span. And it just really made me kind of figure out where I wanted to go with my life. And I was always passionate about not having chemical products in my home and around my kids. So that's kind of, you know, how I got started with Sarah Lane, creating the non-toxic laundry detergents and bleaches and cleaners. And since I love candles, it was easy to just kind of get into candles.
So you're telling me that you went through a divorce, which is obviously not uncommon. You go through this challenge, you then lose your job simultaneously. Was it like right at the same time?
No, it was a few years in between. So it was kind of like, okay, now what do I do? So from the divorce, it was, okay, now me and my kids need, you know, a stable, safe home to go to. So I bought my first home by myself. And then everything was going well. And then I lose my job. And it just started to spiral from there.
So challenging. And so were you making your own household cleaners? Now, you mentioned interior design, because I know you're an incredible interior designer. Were you offering, you know, I know when we go through these seasons of life, we just start doing all sorts of things in order to make ends meet and also, you know, do things that are of value to our family. Mm-hmm. Were you doing interior design plus making household cleaners for your own family? And then, you know what I mean? Help me understand all of that that's going down.
Okay, so the household cleaners and everything, I was not doing that in addition to interior design. It was just one day my mom was like, okay, you have this talent, you have this gift, so you need to, you know, display it. So then I started trying to pursue full time the interior design, and it just wasn't making ends meet. Mm-hmm. So what I plan on doing with Sarah Lane is including those homemade cleaners and, you know, bleach and things like that into my Sarah Lane line.
Okay. Okay.
And from the interior design aspect of it, I would also like to incorporate just things that'll make your home look beautiful, like sheets, you know, things like that. So I have a vision for it.
Yes. And you're starting with
candles, room sprays, things like that.
Okay. All right. So I love hearing that, because it's like you can have a huge vision, but at the same time, where are you going to start? You know what I mean? What's the initial step? And I hear you said for you, it was the candles.
Right.
Okay. Now, tell us about the products that you're offering, because you've just launched this in the last couple of months and you've started out. These are not just candles. Like, we're not talking Bed Bath & Beyond candles here with just, you know, a couple of wicks. How did you choose the products? What are you offering? Tell me all about it.
Okay, so I did bring some of the products so you can see them. So this would be the Cinnabon candles. So as you see, the bottom base is candle. This whip topping is wax. The cinnamon rolls, that's also wax. So everything burns down evenly when you burn this candle. And so it actually smells like a cinnamon roll.
For those of you who can't see this, you're just listening. It is an absolutely exquisite candle that looks like you could just dip a spoon into it and start eating it. It is just gorgeous. And I did order one for my mom. I ordered her the pumpkin one, and she just loves it. Yeah, it's just so. And for her first question, of course, Shantae, is, should I burn this? I don't know. Should I burn it? Like, what would you say to people to go, these are too beautiful to burn?
Please burn the candle. There are more where they came from.
If they don't burn it, they're not going to order another one.
Exactly. Exactly. A lot of people tell me to use it as home decor also. I have a friend that bought one from me, and she uses it as a part of her tablescape for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have those type of customers too that just want me to create something that goes with some type of setup they have in their homes.
So you call these candles, but they're so much more than that. Like, what would you describe? Like, how would you, do you put a name on that? Like, how, like a fancy candle or decorative candle? You know what I mean?
I call it a decorative candle only because, like I said, I have clients who use these candles as part of their interior design in their homes. Mm-hmm. So I call it more of a decorative candle, but I do offer a regular Bath and Body Works style candle. It's just when they have theirs, it's one wick. Mine come with two.
Two wicks. Okay.
And that's just for a more even burn pool. And it helps your scent.
Okay. And is there something that's safer about your candles? I noticed that you mentioned that.
Yes. Okay. So my wax that I use has no toxins in it. So you don't have to worry about paraffin or anything like that in my candles. So I like to have a chemical-free candle.
Okay. Now, when I look at these candles, I'm looking at it going, I don't even understand how you make this. Like, because, okay, you pour the wax in the bottom, and I don't want you to give away your secret, you know, formula here, but there's some sort of device that allows you to make it look like it's whipped cream or something. Is that correct?
Correct. It's a mixer.
Yeah. And it takes a lot of time, I'm assuming.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. These are not just pour and then you're done. Like, it's really an artistic, this is a work of art, Shantae.
Thank you.
Yeah, without a doubt. Okay. So let's get into how you make your products, because somebody who's just getting started may think, I don't even know where to begin. You know what I mean? Like, if they were just wanting to start a candle company, where would they begin?
I guess for me, how I really began doing it is more YouTube than anything. I started researching these types of candles because I had only seen one. And the person who I was watching, she was offering a candle making course. So I paid for her candle making course, and she had a lot of good tips. And I also was able to get her feedback on my product. And she actually told me my whipped toppings look better than hers. So, I mean, I guess, you know, it's just kind of what everyone has to bring to the table. It might be a little different. Yeah.
Yeah. And then, of course, you can source products through Amazon, local Michaels, or what, you know, there are lots of places to buy the actual.
Right. There are a lot of places to buy it, but I wouldn't recommend going to Michaels or any of those types of stores, only because I don't feel like their products are the best. I mean, if you want to just get started doing it homemade as far as giving it as gifts, I would say, yes, you can use your Michaels or any one of those places. But there's a lot of candle companies out there, like California Candle Company, Candle Science, AAA Candles. I will go to more places like that. My favorite is the Wooden Wick Co. So I would look at those types of establishments to get your wax and all of your products just to get started.
Sure. Now, with so many people having access to all of these different, you know, foundational materials, the waxes and the scents and all of that stuff, why did you think that you could stand out from the rest? You know what I mean? There's so many people that are doing this. Like, why would you enter this business?
I entered the business because, like I said, everyone has something unique to bring to the table on their own. So I know there's a lot of candle companies out there, but just think about it. A person that shops at Bath & Body Works does not only shop at Bath & Body Works. So they may be looking for something a little different. They may want to shop local. They may want to, you know, just give someone else a different, someone a chance. So that's why I look at it as, okay, I have something unique to bring to this table.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think beyond that, your products are really a cut above, you know what I mean, in terms of the beauty and the craftsmanship of them.
Thank you.
But part of that is that you are a big part of the brand. And I know that's one of the things that you're stepping into is how to, you know, what does that look like for you to be more part of the brand?
Right.
You are African-American. And so
yes.
One of the things that, I guess I would say during this unique time, it's an opportunity for you to step into and say, this is a Black owned business. And if you want to support a Black female business owner, you know, hey, buy a candle. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, what is your sense on that? Is that a big part of your branding, or is that just something that is just as people meet you? I don't know. Like, tell me more about that.
I don't look at being a African-American woman as like this thing to basically sell my candles. It's just, I'm a woman, I'm African-American, and this is what I do. I just enjoy it. And when I meet people and they ask me questions about it, I mean, I have no problem, you know, with talking to them and letting them actually smell my product. So I just never really looked at the Black-owned type thing.
Yeah. It's not like necessarily a big part of your marketing. It just,
right.
It is what it is.
Right.
Yeah. And as, you know, somebody who's working with you and encouraging you, I'm probably more passionate about promoting that side of you than you are. Because I'm like, hey, people want to support Black-owned businesses. Come on, let's, you know, let's put that
right.
But it is just, it is what it is.
Yeah, right.
I love it. Right now you're selling on Etsy. Why did mm-hmm. you choose Etsy versus, say, just selling locally versus opening up your own website?
Okay, so the reason I went with Etsy, the first thing is I am terrible with computers and things like that. So Etsy kind of just has everything built in for me at this point, and they also provide a huge audience. So that's why I just chose Etsy. Now, I would like to get my own actual site at some point, but right now, just building it is going to be tough, you know, for me. I also have an opportunity to sell on Amazon Handmade. So just getting that process up and going is like my next step.
Yeah, that's great. Tell me about, you just mentioned one of the challenges is technology. And for a lot of people, that does feel overwhelming. Mm-hmm. You're better at it than you think you are. But what are some of the other big challenges that you have faced in starting your own business?
At first, it was more of the funding because everyone was saying, oh, you can start a candle business with $500. So, okay, I spent my first $500 and found out that wasn't so true because there's a trial and error period with everything and just learning the formulas and making sure that, you know, everything kind of adds up so you can give the best product possible. Mm-hmm. It just started out with just the financing because I thought just the $500 would do it, and it didn't.
How much would you say that you have put into your business just for people? You don't have to say the exact amount, but like obviously you've said it's over 500. Would you say it's between 1,000 and 1,500, 1,500, 2,000?
No, I would say more like 2,000 to 3,000.
Okay, so around 2,000 to 3,000 just to, like you said, the trial and error, the learning, the online courses.
Right.
All of those types of things. The mold, I assuming, the glass jars.
Right. The printer to do the labels, pretty much everything, because I thought I could just start out with a simple $30 printer. Not true. My printer ended up being like almost $350. So, I mean, just to put out a really good quality product,
sure.
It's going to cost more than $500.
Yeah. That's great. That's good for people to know. But even thinking about $3,000, you know, that is a lot of money, but it's not, that's figure outable. You know what I mean? Like that's, it's not too, was that your assistant barking? Was that your?
He just ran out of the room. How he got out, I have no idea, but he's back now.
you have assistants. I have those assistants too. All right. So, but that's not super overwhelming. You know, that could be, somebody could maybe attain that through obviously saving it up. Could be through a relative or somebody who would believe in you, or even, you know, PayPal business has, you know, small loans that are very low interest rate as well. Tell me, what's the thing you enjoy the most so far about your business?
The process of thinking of the product, imagining how it's going to come out. And then when it does come out the way that I imagined it, that makes me very, very happy.
So great. Yeah, it's so awesome. And I assume hearing from customers as they're excited about your product,
yes.
That's going to be exciting as well. So tell me about, what are some products that are coming next? We're right now in November 2020 when we're recording this. What are some of the next products that people could expect to see from you?
The next products are going to be soap, definitely soap. I'm doing a Christmas line of my candles. So I'll have different Christmas scents, and I'm going to offer the soap, the linen spray, and the candle and wax melts. And I might put something else in there as a package, just as a holiday sale. But right now, that's more of what I'll be offering.
As a rather ignorant man, what the heck is a linen spray? Okay, come on, help me out with that.
So a linen spray is used on your sheets. It's used as air freshener. You can put it on your curtains. But the special thing about the linen spray that I offer is it can also double as a body spray.
What?
So it's safe to put on your body.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what about, let's just say Febreze, like, cause I see that advertised online. Obviously I don't think I've sprayed that on my body recently, but I might have sprayed it around or something, you know, like is yours similar to Febreze or is it something different?
Okay. So the difference between the products that I sell and Febreze is there are no chemicals to this. Everything is all natural. So you don't have to worry about, oh, I'm allergic to, you know, XYZ. You don't have to worry about that with my products because they're all natural.
Okay. And you're saying Febreze is going to give me cancer is basically what I'm hearing you say.
And no, I'm not saying it's going to give you cancer, but it does have chemicals in it. So I would say Febreze for me, no.
It's not, it's for no? For
yeah, for no.
And did I hear that you might have a Kamala candle coming out sometime soon?
Yes, that is going to be on my list really soon.
Okay, maybe we can send one to her. She would love that.
I'm sure she would. I'm sure she would.
Now, as people heard in my introduction, you are a new member of the Rise Up Business Academy. And so I'm super happy to have you be a part of that program. And we've worked together on a previous coaching program that I had in the past. Just a little bit of a feel of what it's like to work with me.
It's great to work with you. You make, for me, I'm speaking for me, you made me believe so much in myself and just my abilities, and the ideas that you give me just kind of spark something, you know, in my brain, and it makes my wheels turn. So I would suggest anyone work with you because there's so much you're going to get out of it. Things that you didn't even imagine that you would get out of it. It comes to you.
That is so awesome. That is great to hear. Well, Shante, I do believe in you. I mean, I believe in you so much. I just see your creativity. I see that tenacity of single mom, four kids, lost my house, lost my job. I'm going to figure out a way. I'm going to make this work somehow, some way. You know what I mean? Like that grit, that tenacity will, that's what business owners need. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Great ideas are a dime a dozen. And that's what even when we're talking about a candle business, great. Anybody can say, I want to start a candle business, but you actually have done it. And you're yes. selling candles every single day, whether it's locally or on Etsy since you've launched in the last couple of months. And so it's not just an idea that you've had. It's the tenacity to just keep going in the face of, oh, that didn't work out. Okay. What do I got to figure out? What do I got to do next? And I love that you've roped in, you know, several of your kids to be not just your, you know, furry friends or your assistants, but your kids.
Yes, they are. My youngest son, he is basically the person that's my right hand. So this is who this business is going to get passed down to. He's definitely my right hand. He helps me with all of the technology stuff. And he also prints out my labels. He's there to help with anything. My oldest daughter, she's 24.
Your youngest son is 6 years old. Is that what you said?
No, he's 17. He'll be 18 on the 21st. No, my...
You're listening going, yeah, my youngest son, he's like 6 years old. He's doing all these printing. And
No. No, he's 17. I have my 24-year-old daughter. She basically takes care of making, she came up with the design for the labels. My 25-year-old son promotes everything. And my 16-year-old daughter, because she has so many friends and that type of thing, she gets the word out as well. So
I love
they're all helping.
I love it. All right. So your website URL that goes right to your Etsy shop is sarahlanecandleco.com. 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 And that'll go right to the Etsy shop. And you offer free shipping on all your candles, which is great. Yes. That's super fun. And so, of course, we'll have the link in the show notes so people can swipe up on their phones even now. And so I just encourage you guys, buy a candle to support Shantae, because she is a brand new business owner. She's just getting started. Her product is absolutely exquisite. And of course, you always are open to ideas for new products. Of course, you're
right.
You're creating stuff left and right. I love it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, Shantae. And I'm going to just keep cheering you on every step of the way.
Good. I'm glad I have your support.
Hey, congrats on listening to another episode of Inspiration Rising. Why congrats? Because you're pouring education and inspiration into your mind and heart. And that's something we all need if we're going to grow our businesses and reach our goals in life. Now, if you enjoy Inspiration Rising, do us a favor, share it with a friend, take a screenshot of your favorite episode and text it to them. Tell them to search for Inspiration Rising on their favorite podcast app and click subscribe. And if you haven't already, be sure to sign up for Inspo Text. That's our daily inspirational text messages. Just text me right now at 949-401-6090. That's 949-401-6090. Just say, hey, Dave, what's up? You'll get an automated reply with a link where you can add yourself as a contact. And of course, you can always unsubscribe. I want you to know today that you're inspired, empowered, and loved. Not because of the way you feel or what anyone else says about you, but because that's your true identity.